This week, the New Jersey State Legislature could vote to abolish the death penalty. If it happens and becomes law, that would make New Jersey the first state to end executions with legislation since the U.S. Supreme Court declared them constitutional again in 1976. Nancy Solomon reports.
When it comes to executing its death row convicts, New Jersey has failed miserably. In fact, the state hasn't executed anyone since 1963 due to the rigorous appeals process required by the state Supreme Court. That track record enabled opponents of the death penalty to sway minds, even unlikely ones like Hudson County Prosecutor Edward DeFazio.
It has become a hoax on the victims' families. It has misled the public. It creates a situation where, as far as I'm concerned, where you have laws on the books that are not enforced and are not effectuated.
DeFazio represented the County Prosecutors Association on the Death Penalty Study Commission, which has recommended the legislature replace capital punishment with life with no possibility of parole. One commission member voted to keep executions. John Russo is a former state senator whose father was murdered and who wrote the 1982 bill to reinstate the death penalty. Russo says the study commission was stacked with liberals who opposed capital punishment from the start.
If you're going to have respect for law and order, you got to have a feeling that law and order is properly being done and handled. If you have a horrific murder and you can't punish accordingly, people lose respect for the law.
Public support for the death penalty in New Jersey has been eroding for several years. The issue came to a head with two capital case DNA exonerations. In 2005, Larry Peterson was released after 17 years in prison. He'd been convicted of a brutal rape murder in which hairs on the victim were said to be his. DNA tests later showed that they were all hers. Key witnesses also recanted their original testimony. Peterson walked out of jail and into his mother's arms, and the media was there to record the event.
It's just good to be out here and breathe some fresh air. No more jail, no more prison.
Even though Peterson had not been sentenced to death as the prosecutor had requested, the message broadcast around the state was that mistakes can happen here.
Larry Peterson's testimony certainly had an impact on the commission.
Celeste Fitzgerald is executive director of New Jerseyans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, which is organized in church basements and lobbied legislators.
He basically said, you know, when you consider the risk of executing an innocent person, please remember me. I'm the face of that person.
Democratic State Assemblyman Wilfredo Caraballo of Newark, a co-sponsor of the bill, says he expects a bipartisan majority in both houses to end the death penalty this month. He's been introducing similar bills for 8 years. Caraballo says he began to see change after Illinois Governor George Ryan reacted to DNA exonerations in his state.
A Republican governor who had been pro-death penalty all of his life and all of a sudden commutes the sentences for over 100 people on death row because he realizes that, in fact, many of them were innocent. I mean, I think that really shook people up.
New Jersey never distinguished itself as a death penalty state. But if the legislature votes in favor of Caraballo's bill, opponents of the death penalty elsewhere are likely to at least try to follow in New Jersey's footsteps. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in South Orange, New Jersey.